Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The wife of the Pulse terrorist has now been arrested, and she has appeared in court. The narrative that it was an anti-gay issue has been blown. This clearly was an act of terrorist perpetrated in the name of Allah. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. You know, unfortunately, President Obama, the mayor of Orlando, Buddy Dyer, even the other mayor of Orange County, and the activist organizations tried to spin this tragedy in Orlando, where Omar Mateen came into this Pulse nightclub and killed all these innocent individuals. Obviously, a number of these individuals were homosexual, but not all of them were. But they turned it into this rainbow flag pro-homosexual issue, saying that they were targeted solely because of their so-called sexual orientation. The reality is, from the very beginning, there was no evidence of that, either in the communication from Omar Mateen, and also now the arrest of his wife, Noor Salman. She has been arrested, and she is now in custody as a suspect in helping him plan and locate these various targets. One of which was this location, but there were several other targets, including Disney, that was part of his intended target of mass murder.
Right, but I believe he didn't go there because they had a bag check at Disney Springs. He wasn't allowed to fulfill his shooting. But I know, I remember on our previous program, Matt, we had Kamal Saleem, who was raised as a terrorist and very much is aware of all the different holidays and things that they target when they do these shootings. And he specifically talked about the time that the terrorist chose to do the shooting, that it was highly, highly evident that it was terrorism.
Yeah, because it was at the time of the ending of Ramadan.
Right.
And there were several attacks that happened around that time frame worldwide, including here. You have here, I didn't realize this until I recently read this in a media report. I knew he went to, and she went to, Disney Springs, which is a Disney property, very populated with people. In fact, lots of people go there all the time, so it was a area that he scouted. I also knew that he went to Walt Disney World, to the Magic Kingdom, as a possible location, but they check your bags when you go in there, so he couldn't bring his guns in. However, what I didn't know was that in April of 2016, in the same year in which this happened, Mateen and his wife, Noor Salman, took their three-year-old son to Walt Disney World, but the behavior was so alarming enough to the Disney officials that they contacted the FBI to alert them that the two appeared to be scouting the theme park as a venue for a potential attack. The family went to another property, which is Disney Springs, later that year in June. But how do you find in tens of thousands of people
You've really got to stand out in Disney.
That you're plotting an attack. They had to obviously stand out enough for the Disney officials to contact the FBI in April of 2016.
Absolutely. I mean, he had to be very apparent in that as well. So, and I remember Kamal Talkman also, I think Mateen was dealing with homosexual sin on his own behalf. And so he was trying to redeem himself. And that was one reason why he targeted the gay bar, but it wasn't anything to do with, you know, killing homosexuals at all.
And that's an alleged thing. We don't know that he actually was even struggling with homosexuality. What we do know for a fact, what is definitive, is that he was following ISIS. He had committed allegiance to ISIS and committed allegiance to doing this in the name of Allah. He was upset that the United States was bombing his countries, which would include Syria and some of those other places.
They have him on tape saying these things.
Yeah, and he said it in the 911 call. He did all kinds of things to make it very clear. But there was a narrative that the Obama administration and local politicians, including the Orlando mayor, Buddy Dyer, wanted to promote, and it was the rainbow flag. It was an anti-gay issue, and it really was a terrorism issue. You know, President Obama, thank God this is the first Monday after he's no longer in office.
Yes.
He made this incredible statement that during his 8 years, there had been no terrorist attacks against the United States.
Oh, I don't think so.
And yet, you know, the Daily Wire lists them. Arkansas, June of 2009. We all remember the Fort Hood, Texas massacre in which 14
right.
people were murdered, and the shooter shouted, Allahu Akbar.
There's Boston Marathon
Boston
bombers.
Marathon.
That was awful. Yeah.
Moore, Oklahoma, where another radicalized Muslim beheaded a woman. There in the food area, stabbed her and injured another person. Queens, New York, another one. Brooklyn, New York, jihadist postings there. Terror Link Mosque was part of the radical Islam. And you go on and on. Garland, Texas, Chattanooga, Tennessee, San Bernardino. Remember the 14
right.
people there that were murdered and 22 injured. Orlando, of course, the Pulse nightclub that we're talking about. St. Cloud, Minnesota.
And most recently in Fort Lauderdale in the airport there as well.
Columbus, Ohio, mm-hmm. November 28, 2016. These are all ISIS-claimed, radicalized terror attacks that happened during President Obama's eight-year term in office. We need to stand strong against the adversary, and we need to be able to identify who that adversary is. And for 8 years, President Obama and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and John Kerry refused to recognize or even use the words radical Islam.
Right. And it's just, it's very obvious. And we have to face the truth here in this situation. I know the Orlando Police Chief John Mina said, nothing can erase the pain that we all feel about the senseless and brutal murders of 49 of our neighbors, friends, family members, and loved ones. But today there is some relief knowing that someone would be held accountable for that horrific crime. Of course, talking about his wife being arrested. And it was interesting and sad that one of the officers that responded to the massacre was Major Sergeant Deborah Clayton, who was recently killed by the shooter outside of the Walmart.
I didn't realize she was part of the task force that actually responded to that Pulse nightclub.
Mm-hmm.
So sad that she and another police officer in Orlando died, a completely separate, unrelated incident where they were pursuing someone who was a domestic abuser who had actually killed his girlfriend and the unborn child.
Right, and we definitely need to pray for our, you know, our law enforcement because they're facing these terrorist attacks and putting their life on the line to protect us from these.
Well, you know, in regards to the Pulse nightclub, as tragic as it is, some of these officers no doubt have gone through trauma as well because mm-hmm. they were going through the Pulse nightclub. It was blood everywhere. And, you know, they're having to get tested for, you know, AIDS-related conditions because they're literally walking in pools of blood. It is a horrible tragedy. And the prayers go out for all of the families and the survivors and the police officers that responded to or have been affected by this terror attack in Orlando, and other places as well. But what we do need to do is we need to, and I'm glad we're now in a transition phase.
Absolutely.
We need to identify the enemy, and the enemy is a global war against Western values, against Jews and Christians that do not comport with Islam, radical Islam. Not all Islamics, obviously, are terrorists. We know that. But one of the things they have in common is they use the Islamic religion and the Quran around the world to generate these terror attacks. And we need to be able to identify it, we need to be able to articulate it, and we need to have a strong position. And I'm hopeful as we move forward in this new administration under President Donald Trump that we will do so. And we will stand strong again, not only here in the United States, but around the world.
Absolutely. We're looking for a fresh new day when he's not afraid to call, you know, black, black, and white, white, and hold these terrorists accountable and strengthen our borders so that we are no longer vulnerable to these attacks.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to, you know, an administration where they're not going to try to divide people. And we need to have America come together again.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly, we have a lot of conflicts and different values that America holds. But I'm looking forward as we move forward. So continue to pray for this new administration, Donald Trump, Vice President Mike Pence, and all the administration people as they're coming together through these confirmation hearings. Pray for Liberty Counsel as we continue to carry the battle forward. to advance family, faith, and freedom. You can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, lc.org. This year, we have a lot of opportunities. So get involved in Liberty Counsel. Go to the website, make an online contribution to Liberty Counsel, sign up for the various emails and communication vehicles at lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Get informed and get involved today. lc.org.